We had a lot of fun, me and the band, and it changed my life as far as I was away from home a lot more. I remember one time we did 256 shows in a single year.
Hi, I'm Jeremy Powell, and here on the Peace Jam podcast, I get to introduce you to incredible Georgia musicians, from hometown favorites you already love to brand new voices you're about to discover. It's my job to find different types of people and different types of sounds from all over the Peach State. This podcast is a mix of performers and down-to-earth conversations, all recorded live at the GPB Studios in Midtown Atlanta. For this episode, I got the chance to sit down with a triple platinum recording artist from Warner Robins, Rehab.
My name's Danny Alexander, a.k.a. Danny Boone. I'm in a band called Rehab. I'm from Warner Robins, Georgia. And me and my guys play rock and roll, just hip hop, you know, all kind of stuff. Do whatever we want to.
Yeah. So tell me about when sitting at a bar, when you re-released it. So it was originally released in 2000 and then it got re-released and recut when you signed a big record deal, right? Is that what happened?
We were signed to Destiny Records. We put out an album called Southern Discomfort and it was on that record. And that you played at 99X probably.
Yeah.
And we had a hit there. And we were never checking for the sitting at a bar song. We thought it was funny. You know, it was kind of like, you remember when the Beastie Boys, they'd always put out, like, or they put out a polka song.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And, you know, we were kind of thinking it was like funny like that. You know what I mean? And then we ended up getting dropped from the label, and then, you know, I come home and a couple of years later, somebody was calling looking for me, trying to figure out where to send my checks from Touch Tunes,
the jukeboxes, like at the Waffle House.
Yeah, those things.
Really?
They were like, yeah, you got like a million plays on jukeboxes throughout the country and all this stuff, and that sparked a Universal got interested in us, and it was I forget somebody else too, but it was some kind of little, you know, bidding war or whatever. We went up with Universal and put it out again, and with on our album Graffiti the World, and it did real well, you know. So mm-hmm. We was excited.
You know, Mo, I'll probably get 10 years, so just give me beers till we get here. Yeah, I know the sun is coming up. Y'all are probably getting ready, closing up. And I'm trying to drown my soul. I'm tired of this life on a dirt road. And everything that I love is gone. I'm tired of hanging on. She got me sitting at a bar on the inside, waiting for my ride on the outside. Stole my heart and the trailer park, so I jacked the keys of her father's car. to be. Romance is misery, so much for memories, and now I'm headed to the penitentiary. See me on TV, next cop series, I am a danger. I guess I should've did something about my anger, but I never learned. Real things I don't concern, I pour kerosene on everything. I love it, watch it burn, I know it's my fault, but I wasn't happy, it was over. She threw a fit, so I crashed her over. See my friend, and when we all pile out that county van, they'll ask me where I've been. I've been at a bar on the inside, waiting for my ride on the outside. Stole my heart in the trailer park, so I jacked the keys of her father's car and crashed that piece of wood, then stepped away.
I had a manager at the time. And he's like, yo, they're trying to find you. They called me, blah, blah, blah. That's how I found out about, you know.
How much was that check that they were trying to send you?
I don't remember.
Oh,
really.
I wish you knew that number.
It wasn't a lot. Once everybody gets their hands in the pot, you know what I mean? Things get gradually fanned out.
That song gets re-released. It's triple platinum. And like, how does that change your life? Like, I imagine that is a big deal.
We did a lot of touring. We were riding good in a bus and, you know, gone, 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 gone. We had a lot of fun, me and the band, but and it changed my life as far as I was away from home a lot more. I remember one time we did 256 shows wow. in a single year.
Wow.
That's not including just driving days.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, that's a whole year.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, you get home and your kids look different. You know, it's like, you know, that changed, but I never really, like, had any super perks of big, you know, like, Porsches and all that crap. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
You know, nothing like that, but it's been a blessing, though. I mean, as far as being able to make a living, you mm-hmm. know, and keep it going.
Mm-hmm. What is your relationship like with that song? Because I imagine you run into a lot of people who only know that from you.
Right. Yeah, that happens a lot. We usually play it last
mm-hmm.
because you want to make them sit through your other songs. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Y'all are going to hear this. Yeah, we do that. And, it's just, you know, we can count on it every time. And, you know, we can also, it's known so well that a lot of times you can just pick somebody from the audience to come up and do the rap verse, you know, or yeah, it's been very fortunate to have that song.
Welcome home where the faucets drip at night. Welcome home where the screen door don't hang right. Welcome home, the only place you'll ever fight because you love. Chicken on the grill, holding the one where I got ill. Coming home late, smelling like a still. Mom waited up to get in my grill. I swear my dad caught me becoming a man. Came to bail money, did the best he can. Cross on the wall, a Bible on the table. Under a full moon, drinking a black label. Standing on a screen, then horse it lean. Chief in a good leaf, feeling the breeze. Mama said every day hit your knees. Give thanks that you're alive. Oh yeah. Take it to the house, take it to the house. Welcome home where the faucets drip at night. Welcome home where the screen door don't hang right.
Welcome home. I took drama. Because, you know, it's one of them classes you feel like, ah, oh, drama.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't realize that this guy, his name was Ray Horn, was legendary in the drama. I didn't know that our one-act play and that they were award-winning. You know
mm-hmm.
what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And so I had no idea. I get in there and he's like, all right, y'all took drama. This ain't no easy class, blah, blah, blah. And he's like, and we came to school. We started school on a Friday. And then we had the weekend off. And he said, so starting Monday, he said, come in. I'm going to start at the top of the roll. I'm going to go down. And I need to hear a drum. And this was the 80s. So I was like, I'll just bust some rhymes. You know what I mean? He goes, I need a dramatic reading, some singing, you can get together and form a skit. You can, you know, he said, but no rapping because he hated it.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, that's great. My first zero. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, so I'm riding with this guy. He was a senior. And me and him was out drinking some beers in his dad's V-dub truck. And we listened to the radio and Christopher Cross came on.
Mm-hmm.
And it was, think of Laura, but laugh, don't cry. I was just over there singing it, looking out the window, you know. And he was like, that's what you should do for class on Monday. And I was like, nah. He's like, nah, I'm serious, blah, blah, blah. And he kept on. And we went to his house and ended up, you know, rewinded the tape, right down the lyrics, right down to, you know.
Yeah.
Did that, and I just went in there with the lyrics on a piece of paper like I did here.
Yeah. Yeah, for the Christmas recording.
Yeah, for the Christmas
song. Yes.
And, sang like that and a cappella, and, you know, that was the first time I sang in front of anybody like that, so I was scared to death. I remember holding the paper.
Think about the years, troubles of the world don't matter here. You talk about Chevrolets over beer. Don't gotta worry about what I hear, cause you know it's all set in love. Sometimes pushy come to shove. We forgive, but we don't forget. And it's okay to be full of it, cause we all know who we're messing with. Car in the yard over run by we. I remember when I used to climb that tree when I was young and dumb. Take it to the house, take it to the house. Welcome home where the faucets drip at night. Welcome home where the screen door don't hang right. Welcome home, the only place you'll ever fight because you love.
And so that was the first time that you were told, like, hey, you can sing?
Yeah. First time. Well, the whole class was really surprised. And then when I got to football practice and coaches were all, hey, why don't you sing a song for me, Danny? Why don't you sing a song for me? And I'm like, all that. Hey, it's all good.
Yeah. What high school was this?
Northside High School.
Okay.
Go Eagles.
I love that. You know, my football coaches were very similar. So.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Mean old dude.
What a beautiful day. Looking back and thinking about the people that are missing. Hear them in the breeze and the trees if you listen. Some are in the ground and some are in prison. I remember mama hanging clothes on the line. Way back before I opened my mind. I got hooked to the guild, hard time and fear. And I'm just glad to be here. Welcome home. Welcome home where the spring door don't hang right. Welcome home, the only place you'll ever fight because you love over and over again. Welcome home. Welcome home. Take it to the house.
You know, as crazy as it sounds, we do so good out west and in, home is just not the place for us. I don't understand why that is. I do. They've been around. They know. You see them all the time.
So what's the future for rehab?
Just keeping on.
Mm-hmm.
So, as long as we can, just keep trying to make stuff. Mm-hmm. it's hard to say you'd ever put it down because you've always got ideas, you know.
Mm-hmm.
If I think of something, I'll just try to write a good song, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Try not to concentrate too much on if it's a hit or not, because there's only so many of those in the world, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And I'm lucky to have sitting at a bar, so just keep making them, my grandmother never stopped crocheting. My dad never quit doing crosswords. You know what I mean? I just sit over there and,
you're writing rhymes.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's crazy to me.
she's ever seen. It's been a while since she lost Ira. Said he just sat down and fell asleep in a chair. Said her father used to tell her baby girl, life is tough, it's all a series of adjustments, you gotta take. And then she said she knew a rich man. But don't you know that rich man done died? And she just laughed and laughed and said, make sure you rest when you get tired. And a chance it's Alice Rue, she just turned 99 years young, and she only speaks the truth.
I want to know about Alice Ruth.
It's my wife's grandmother. She turned 99. We were having her party, and but she'd always say crazy things, like not crazy things, but she'd just out of nowhere look at you and be like, "Life is hard. Life is hard. Life is hard." You know, you'd just be like, or then they'd say, then she was talking about this rich guy one time. She'd be like, "This man, he had all kind of money." And she was like, "But he died." And I was like, "What?" You know what I mean? You just like, you know. What was it she said? I don't know. She said something about, if I could push this button, if there was a button right here and I could push it and be done. She says, I'd push it. Then I just, I'm just ready to ride.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So she was just different, but very, very, actually great physical shape for 104, you know what I mean? And had all of her marbles, you know what I mean?
What'd she think of the song?
I don't think she did. Okay. She didn't care.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know that my wife's parents give it a thought at all, you know. So.
Well, that kind of goes back to what you said about the hometown. People are like, oh, yeah, we've seen them. Oh, whatever. It's because they know you, and it's like, oh, nice.
Yeah. It's not no big deal. I mean, you know, it was great when it was all brand new. You know what I mean? But different time, different, you know, a lot of people have grown up and, you know, we're not about fighting all the time and all that stuff. You know what I mean?
So am I understanding that there was a time when you were famous in Warner Robins and now people are kind of over it?
Oh, I don't know. I mean, nah, I mean, I don't really think about being like famous for nothing. I just, I'm just saying, as far as if I have a show, I won't see all the same heads that I would see back then. You know what I mean? And different kind of show, different kind of subject matter. You know, we've all grown up a little bit. Southern Discomfort had a lot of, you know, things that nobody could say these days. You know what I mean? On it. And after a while, you grow up and kind of, you know, change your tone a little bit, because that can't be. I don't want to end up like Johnny Rotten, just pissed off at 90. Or, you know, what kind of mindset is that to just keep putting out there? You know what I mean? So that's, you know, growing up. At times.
Thanks for listening. If you want more, you can find Rehab's music start to finish on GPB's YouTube page. And don't forget to leave a quick rating and review. It helps more than you know. If you like what we're doing here on Peace Jam, please tell somebody. Post it on your social media. Share it with your mom. Call your sister. Tell somebody about it. And if it's your first time here, I invite you to go back and listen to some of the other episodes. You might just find that your next favorite band lives right down the road. Next time, you'll meet a woman who is taking the rock and roll world by storm.
I'll give you the elevator speech that I give
Please.
People. Okay. So the Tulips Band is an international black female rock collective. We have about 35 musicians that are around the world, different states, different countries. So that's one leg of business. And then the second leg of business is Tulips Academy, which is a nonprofit where we teach kids about the business behind the industry and how to strategize to make their passion, their career, and their paycheck. Then the third branch is Tulips Consulting Firm, which is where my lawyer piece comes in. I work with artists and professionals to teach them about intellectual property, contracting, setting up your business, etc.
Guitar Gabby is on the next episode of the Peach Jam Podcast. The Peach Jam Podcast is produced, edited, and hosted by me, Jeremy Powell. If you want to recommend an artist to be on the show, send me an email, peachjam@gpb.org. Sandy Malcolm is our executive producer. Mark Davenport is our associate producer. Recording, mixing, and mastering by David Spence and Victoria Evans Cash. Special thanks to the team at Sounds Good. Find us on Instagram at Peach Jam Podcast. And look for Peach Jam on TV wherever you watch Georgia Public Broadcasting. In the meantime, please support live local music and independent record stores in your area.